This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Ukraine had proven once again it was able to take the initiative as it presses its unprecedented military incursion into Russia's Kursk region. In his nightly address to the nation, President Zelensky said, "We have once again proven that in any situation, we Ukrainians are able to achieve our goals. We're able to protect our interests and our independence." Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first public comments Tuesday about the Ukrainian incursion.
"I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. And creating a real dilemma for Putin, and we've been in direct contact, constant contact with the Ukrainians."
The U.S. has provided billions of dollars of weaponry to Ukraine since 2022, intended largely for defensive purposes. Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Franco said Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling of the war at a sensitive time.
People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire.
That was AP correspondent Julia Franco. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. This is VOA News. A U.S. State Department official said Tuesday Qatar will seek to convince Hamas to participate in Thursday's peace talks over the war in Gaza. Hamas has so far declined to agree to take part in negotiations, which take place amid fears that tensions between Israel and Iran could escalate following Israel's killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel said American efforts are focused on preventing greater violence and ending humanitarian suffering in the region. Firefighters in Greece on Tuesday continued their efforts to bring the massive wildfires raging across the northern suburbs of Athens under control. The fires triggered massive evacuations and left at least one person dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Anorpatima, a northern suburb of Athens, emergency workers began cutting burnt trees as part of a cleanup operation. Fire authorities said the wildfire had scattered from one single big blaze to many active localized blazes. Fire crews worked frantically to take advantage of a drop in winds to extinguish the fires before the wind was expected to pick up. Greek firefighters are expected to be boosted by forces from other countries after Athens sought international assistance, activating Europe's mutual civil protection mechanism. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Ugandan court on Tuesday found Thomas Kwayelo, a commander in the Rebel Lords of Resistance Army, guilty of dozens of war crimes. Kwayelo is the first senior member of the group to have been tried by Uganda's judiciary. Founded in the late 1980s with the aim of overthrowing the government, the LRA terrorized Ugandans under the leadership of Joseph Kony for nearly 20 years as it battled the military from bases in northern Uganda. The LRA was notorious for its horrific brutality, including rapes, abductions, and deadly beatings. Africa's top public health agency on Tuesday declared an mpox emergency as a new variant moves across the Democratic Republic of Congo. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The African Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the viral infection was spreading at an alarming rate. Mpox is transmitted through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions. The new variant of an endemic strain of the virus appears to spread more easily through close contact, particularly among children. Mpox has been endemic in parts of Africa for decades after it was first detected in humans in 1970. A milder version spread to over 100 countries in 2022.
That was Reuters correspondent Seth Hogan. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. And also, remember to download our app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.